Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news, violence in Iraq's Anbar province. Islamic State suicide bombers mounted a failed attempt to blast their way into the Al-Asad air base. That's 35 kilometers northwest of the Anbar provincial capital of Ramadi on Friday. Strategic Iraqi military base had been surrounded by the militants for weeks. About 300 U.S. military personnel are at that base helping to train Iraqi troops who are battling the Islamic State group. Nigeria's Boko Haram extremist group has, for the first time, attacked a village in Chad, part of a widening insurgency that has now drawn in four countries. Chadian officials say at least 12 people were killed during the early Friday violence. Boko Haram has previously launched deadly attacks on towns in Cameroon and Niger. Those two countries, along with Chad, recently joined a regional offensive against the Islamic extremist group. Here in the U.S., President Obama has called the shooting deaths of three Muslims near a college campus in the state of North Carolina brutal and outrageous murders. A neighbor of those killed has been charged with first-degree murder in connection with the killings. Police say they believe a long simmering dispute over a parking space led to the shootings. The father of the slain women says he believes the shootings were a hate crime. The United States says Russia is sending large amounts of military supplies and equipment to pro-Russia fighters in eastern Ukraine as the deadline for a ceasefire draws near and raging fighting has killed at least 26. Russia has denied sending troops or weapons across the border to aid in the fighting, which has killed at least 5,400 people and wounded thousands more since separatists launched their uprising 10 months ago. This is VOA News. President Obama is taking action on cybersecurity after several high-profile attacks against U.S.-based companies and government agencies. VOA's Aru Pandey reports.
At a White House summit in California, Friday, Mr. Obama spoke to CEOs and consumer and privacy advocates and signed an executive order that lays out a framework for companies to share data about cyber threats to each other and to the government. He said the public and private sectors have a shared mission in combating cyber attacks.
So much of our computer networks and critical infrastructure are in the private sector, which means government cannot do this alone. But the fact is that the private sector can't do it alone either.
President Obama said both industry and government must work together as true partners, while also constantly evolving to deal with these new threats. Aru Pandey, VOA News, Washington.
The Obama administration is clarifying what goods Cuba's small private sector will be allowed to sell to the United States, further loosening 50 years of trade restrictions against Havana. Friday's developments follow last December's deal between President Obama and Cuba's President Raul Castro to exchange prisoners, reopen embassies, and ease restrictions on commerce. Negotiators drafting a climate change agreement have doubled the size of the text they began with. Some of the nearly 200 delegates who attended the week-long session are concerned the expanded text may complicate efforts to combat global warming. Lisa Schlein has details.
It was not supposed to be this way. Delegates began this round of talks with the aim of streamlining the 39-page text before them. Instead, the draft of this climate change agreement has ballooned to 86 pages. Head of the Latvian delegation to the European Union, Ilze Prus, who actively pushed for a pruned-down version of the text, puts a brave face on the results.
However, we are happy that it is owned by and reflects the views of parties. It will be a guide for our negotiations in the coming months. And in this respect, I think we can consider Geneva as an important step forward.
Scientists say nations must cut greenhouse gas emissions to less than 2 degrees centigrade above pre-industrial warming. But time is running out. In just 10 months, world leaders will gather in Paris to sign a climate change agreement. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A report issued by the media watchdog Reporters Without Borders says press freedom declined around the world last year. Annual World Press Freedom Index said conditions in two-thirds of the 180 countries survey worsened in 2014. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA. This is Russ Davis, and I welcome you to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present. And on this edition of the program, conversation backstage at the New York City Jazz Club Jazz Standard with the great vocalist, Carmen Lundy. Now, it's not quite fair to simply call Carmen Lundy a vocalist, because that's just one facet of her incredible artistry. You'll learn all about that and hear music from her two most recent releases, the album Changes from 2012 and the 2014 release Soul to Soul. That's coming up as we visit with Carmen Lundy here on Jazz America. But let's begin with two songs back-to-back that feature keyboardists and guitarists in collaboration. You're going to hear some classic soul jazz from the mid-1960s from organist Brother Jack McDuff, as he was joined by George Benson, the great guitarist in his band at that time. But first, let's enjoy the work of fiery electric guitarist. He also, of course, is a great acoustic guitarist as well, but in this case, it's electric, for Al DiMeola, who, of course, as a young teenager, became a member of Chick Corea's Return to Forever band. Well, on his album, Consequence of Chaos, Al DiMeola invited his old friend and mentor, Chick Corea, to join him on piano once again, as he does on the song entitled Red Moon, from the album Consequence of Chaos, to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
the mid-60s, a wonderful time and a phase in jazz history called soul jazz. That's a great example, as we heard the Horace Silver composition, Opus de Funk, interpretation by organist Brother Jack McDuff and George Benson on guitar. And speaking of soul, let's hear from the latest release, Soul to Soul, from the wonderful vocalist, composer, bandleader, multi-instrumentalist. She does so much more, too, in her incredible career, Carmen Lundy. She joins us now, followed by music from Soul to Soul here on VOA's Jazz America.
I think that everybody's gotten the idea that that writing is essential to what you project to the world. But I think a lot of folks listening around the world may be just turning on to jazz for the first time, may not be aware of the multiplicity of talents which you possess, meaning, from what I've heard, you're even a painter, as well as an actress, and a singer, and a writer, a player of multiple instruments. Could it be any other way for you? I mean, do you dance, by the way?
Two left feet. Two really big left feet.
God said you can't have it all.
You know, I'm in search of, you know, I'm in search now that I'm in pursuit of that which I believe is the highest art that I can achieve that connects with the viewer and the listener. That's all I'm really doing. And if I think that by and it's also selfish reasons too. I mean, I paint and I do the art because it's quiet. I don't have to rehearse the band. You know, I don't have to get on a plane and, you know, and all that stuff. So it's great to be able to have this creative process that I can leave and come back to in its own time. So what I've discovered is that I can work toward this achieving this higher art through allowing everything to happen in its own time,
mm-hmm.
to giving everything its own moment, however long that is, or whatever that extended period of time is. So when I come back to the music, there's a freshness, there's something that it's just not so in this automatic mode, this sort of a, I mean, this is a spontaneous edit. You've got to be in the moment with this music. So I find that all of these things that I've delved into is just to be able to come to the stage more complete as a performer.
Mm-hmm. Carmen Lundy, save that golden voice. Go get to work. Thank you so much for your artistry. Thank you for spending some time today. It's been a great joy. I've been looking forward to for a long, long time.
Thank you, Russ. Thank you so much. My pleasure. Thanks.
Rich folks live. My mother was brave. She made seven souls, four little girls and three little boys. My father was there for a little while, the king of the castle, the preacher's pride. Working hard all day, we fight and pray just to get by. Doing what you're told, don't even think to ask the reason why. It's the way you play the game, not if you win or lose. Failure's not an option, never tell a lie. You can't prove it's the truth. You'll never get to heaven. The summer days and the lazy afternoons, lessons learned, Sunday school. Midnight jams when the music played on and on. Count your blessings one by one. One cup's around, goes around. And plenty of something is better than none. Before, be wise, be first in class. Don't laugh out loud, don't cry when you're sad. Keep the faith, keep on climbing to the highest high. Don't be a lonely wanderer, a runaway, a selfish child. Be thankful for what you've got. Wish I knew how to turn back the fleeting hands of time. I would mend the broken hearts and dreams and give them all of mine. It's the way you play the game, not if you win or lose. Failure's not an option, never tell a lie. You can't prove it's the truth. never get to heaven. Live the journey with hope and a shining smile. Travels taking miles and miles. Be a woman who's never afraid to be proud, stand alone. I believe in the power of all things good. I believe in me, I believe in you. I believe I can be anything I choose. A teacher, a lover, a daughter, a sister, a wife, a mother, a fighter, a winner. A giver, a master, a maker, a searcher, and a Jew. Working hard all day, we fight and pray just to get by. Doing what you're told, don't even think to ask the reason why. It's the way you play the game, not if you win or lose. Failure's not an option, never tell a lie. You can't prove it's the truth. Never get to heaven. Yeah, it's my body, it's my spirit, it's my body, my spirit, my body. I know the difference between what is right and wrong, good and bad, weak from strong. The meaning of life is a mystery to me. The way of the world is a great unknown, but I'll keep on singing my song forever and ever and ever more. Wish I knew how to turn back the fleeting hands of time. I would mend their broken hearts and dreams and give them all mine. It's the way you play the game, not if you win or lose. Failure's not an option, never tell a lie. You can't prove it's the truth. You'll never get to heaven. Better than you could go. You'll never get to heaven. The devil loves a bad girl. You'll never get to heaven. The devil was a bad guy. If you wanna get to heaven, baby, you're gonna do. Oh, you'll never get to heaven.
From her latest Soul to Soul, that is Carmen Lundy with Kindred Spirits, another message song in addition to being beautiful music. Now, let's pay homage to one of the greats of the swing era, one of the great pianists, composers, arrangers, and band leaders. Here's Stan Kenton, who has a disputed birthday. Some say he was born in December of 1911, and others in February of 1912. Whatever the case may be, let's enjoy his version of Stompin' at the Savoy, recorded in Chicago in 1955. Here it is on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
Stan Kenton, one of the kings of swing, and Stompin' at the Savoy, one of those great artists that made his music based on the West Coast of the United States of America. Hope you enjoyed that here on VOA's Jazz America. I've got more with Carmen Lundy coming up. One more chance to go backstage to the Jazz Standard and chat with her and hear more music from one of her latest releases. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you. And here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And with the messages I've received recently and this week here on Jazz America, it's obvious that Valentine's Day happens on the 14th of February, and love is in the air because I'm getting a lot of love from the folks writing the emails. Thank you so much. And here's one from Emmanuel Sapanning, and he is from Ghana, and he wrote me a simple message, "Hello," with many O's. "This is my first time listening to you, and trust me, I'm loving it," all in capital letters. Great jazz music. Well, Emmanuel, thank you so very much for taking the time to write and send that love to us here at VOA's Jazz America, and I'm going to send some back to you and everybody else who's feeling the love on Valentine's Day. I know a lot of folks around the world celebrate Valentine's Day, the Day of Love, and here's a song that's appropriate, I do believe, from the great saxophonist Javon Jackson, with an all-star cast including Larry Goldings on the organ and Dave Stryker on guitar. Here's their version of Al Green's classic, Love and Happiness. Latin rhythm is very strong for so many of the wonderful artists in jazz today, be they Latino in heritage or otherwise. In this case, Bill O'Connell, the fine pianist, led a terrific band that included Richie Flores, Steve Slagle on soprano and alto saxophone, and on the trombone, Conrad Herwig. It is another of those guys who loves that Latin music. That's Bill O'Connell with the Latin Jazz All-Stars from the album Imagine, and his composition, Jigsaw. This is Russ Davis. You're listening to VOA's Jazz America. My special guest on this edition of the program is the great vocalist, but so much more than just that. She is Carmen Lundy. She invited me to come backstage to the Jazz Standard, the great club in New York City, to speak with her between sets. Let's enjoy more of that conversation, and then a song entitled So Beautiful from her album from 2012, Changes.
I think there are some singers that only they'll come out with their salute to Ella, and that's not,
you know,
themselves.
Russ,
you know what I mean?
I think it is, Russ? Some of us are more comfortable singing the lyrics written for someone else. We can just say, look at how lovely I can sing. And I'm going to use this as my vehicle to show you what a lovely vocalist, artist I am. I find that when you're singing your own lyrics, there's a level of vulnerability to that. I mean, you feel like you're out there going, I apologize. Forgive me. You know, I mean, it's really hard to really put yourself out there, all of yourself, okay? So I get that. But I think that the audience at the end of the day really, truly loves the vulnerable.
The vulnerable
rending, the vulnerable person who's going to bear themselves like that and say, accept me as I am. And I think that if you are willing, strong enough, I would say go for it. Take that chance. Know what it feels like to place yourself in that same position as all those other writers had to do before their song became the standard. Know what that feels like. And treat that song you sing as though you wrote it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't go with the version that you know is the one you learned that you cannot hear any other way. You treat the song as though you were the one that sat and cranked that out. And you know, why did I take this word? And why did he say that? Oh, I know why. Now I can sing this song with some real truth and some real honesty, and still have the maintain the integrity of the composer. Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling so fulfilling, so beautiful. Another love like you. Is it all in my mind? Is it fantasy or a daunting reality? Today begins my future in love with you. And it's such a beautiful feeling, so fulfilling, so beautiful.
On keyboards and on vocals, and the writer of the song, too, the versatile, brilliant Carmen Lundy. This is Russ Davis. Thanks so much for listening to this edition of Jazz America. And I want to close things out with another artist who has made their home in her hometown, Carmen Lundy's hometown, that is, of Miami, Florida. Originally from Cuba, he made his name back in the 1970s as a member of the great Cuban jazz fusion band Iraquire. But when Arturo Sandoval brought his trumpet to Miami, he not only set up shop, he even opened up his own jazz club. It's one of the most famous jazz clubs in all of the United States of America. And he embraced swinging, straight-ahead jazz in a major way. As you'll hear right now, with a cut from his album titled Swingin', as he does John Coltrane's classic Moment's Notice with the help of the late, great Michael Brecker on tenor sax. Here it is, Arturo Sandoval on Jazz America from VOA 1. Sandoval and special friends joining him from his album Swingin' with John Coltrane's Moment's Notice. This is Russ Davis. Thank you so much for listening. And on the next edition of Jazz America, four of the greats of jazz remember meeting and knowing Willis Conover. The great host of jazz for over 40 years here on VOA will be remembered by Dick Hyman, the great pianist, and guitarist Bill Frisell, who I spoke to at the Newport Jazz Festival. I went backstage at the Montreal Jazz Festival to talk to pianist Monty Alexander. And pianist Marion McPartland invited us into the studio where she produced her radio program, Piano Jazz, to talk about Willis. That's next week on Jazz America. Join me, won't you?